Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two officially underway right here on the Sports Grid Network. Moneyline in the afternoon. Donnie Wrightside here. Solo mission. Got you for another hour. If you want to get involved in the show, easy. 844-843-6879. Also, if you're on X over here, hashtag SG Moneyline, we'll be able to get after it and have some fun. We're going to talk Major League Baseball in just a few moments. To get you guys updated, before the break, I told you that the Orioles had a 4-0 lead over the White Sox. Now the White Sox took a 6-4 lead, now actually have increased that to a 7-4 lead over the Orioles as they head into the bottom of the third inning. I was hoping for a big bottom of the second inning. It didn't materialize, which means, again, Santander is going to lead off in the second inning, which is not what you want. Same thing when we talk about the Philadelphia Phillies coming up. It's like, hey, look at this. Harper's going to lead off, and Castellanos will be right behind him. That's not what you want. You want chances with runners in scoring position. You want guys up third and fourth, maybe even fifth in that inning, to have a legitimate chance to drive in some runs. The Guardians and the Twins, bottom of the fourth inning, that game is 0-0 at this point. AP, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. I teased it before the break. I think it's simple. The guys in order here on the FanDuel Sportsbook in the top six, which goes from plus 300 to plus 1,600. Bijan Robinson, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, Jahmyr Gibbs, C.J. Stroud, and Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison is a wide receiver. The quarterbacks on the list, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, and Bryce Young. The running backs on this list, Bijan Robinson and Anthony Richardson. Plus 300 on Bijan Robinson. Is it a great price? Not necessarily. But honestly, who gets it over him? Running back is the easiest position to plug and play and be successful, especially when you're as talented as Bijan Robinson is. Anthony Richardson is really talented, but he's a quarterback. His numbers probably are going to struggle this season, at least we anticipate. Passing-wise, 2,700 yards on the season is the estimate for Anthony Richardson. So if we do the simple math here, and go 2,700 yards divided by 17 if he plays all those games. It's 159 yards a game, which is nothing in the NFL. But I'm telling you right now, it'll be interesting to watch it play out how long he's actually the starting quarterback for, because you can only let your quarterback make so many mistakes before it turns into bad habits in their career. And I'm not saying that Anthony Richardson can't turn out to be a good NFL quarterback. He just might do that. He has all the tools. It just has to click for him. But sometimes when you get the back, sit back and watch and get put in the best positions week after week after week, it helps you. It really does. So if we flip forward, right, and we take a look at it and say, you know what? What's going to make the most sense in this Rookie of the Year market? Is it Bryce Young of the Carolina Panthers, who's probably going to start all 17 games? They have a quality football team. They're not terrible. They're in a division that we do think, at least I think I should say, the Saints are going to win. Atlanta's got a decent football team. Carolina, okay. We'll see what we get out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers if Baker Mayfield can be everything we thought he would be coming into the league. But again, on not his first team, which is the Browns, not his second team, which was the Carolina Panthers, not his third team, which was the Los Angeles Rams, but now on his fourth team, Tampa Bay, if that plays out. But Bryce Young and then Anthony Richardson at 8-1 in this Offensive Rookie of the Year market. Anthony Richardson is going to put up astounding rushing numbers. They're not putting him up here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and rightfully so. I don't know where you started. Do you post up 600 yards and he blows that away? I'm telling you right now, he's a 1,000-yard player. If you tell me right now, if we're rolling across the board and say, Donnie, it doesn't matter what his statistics are in the air, Anthony Richardson, not going to get hurt. He's going to play all 17 games. Anthony Richardson's going to run for 1,000 yards in the NFL. He's on turf. He's going to make one read. If it's not there, he's bigger, faster, and strong enough to do whatever he wants out there in the running game. Now, usually that leads to, hey, man, you want to stay in the pocket because, number one, you don't want to take the extra hits, and number two, that's how you're going to learn to be a great quarterback in this league. Jahmyr Gibbs of Detroit. Look, there are tons of players on Detroit here. Crowded running back room. He's at a 9-1 price. C.J. Stroud, Houston Texans. He's probably going to play all 17 games, but what statistics are we putting up for C.J. Stroud? Same thing with Jordan Addison. Look, good young wide receiver, but come on now. Jordan Addison's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Do you know who plays on the opposite side of Jordan Addison? How many targets are we actually looking at? So if we're lining up this market, to me, it seems really easy just to say it's Bijan Robinson at a +3-1 price. It's not a great price, but come on now. If Bryce Young gets his team to the playoffs, he's probably going to be Rookie of the Year. If Anthony Richardson gets his team to the playoffs, he's probably going to be Rookie of the Year. Same thing with C.J. Stroud. But I don't think any of that happens here, which then in turn just makes it simplistic. What do you think Bijan Robinson's going to do for Atlanta? I don't know, be the centerpiece of the offense? Drake London's a quality young wide receiver. Tight end Kyle Pitts, quality, man. You got weapons on the outside that's going to open up things for a young Bijan Robinson. They're going to use him and use him well. There's a chance that combined, he gets 1,500 yards this season between rushing and receiving. How about touchdowns? How many touchdowns do we think he's getting there? Yeah. Too many. How about that? And by the way, people, a little bit of an update here. Ready? Anthony Santander leads off the inning with a solo blast. He's got those two RBIs in. Who's going to match up, people? We match up. We're cashing tickets. Let's get some people matching up today. I'm excited. And as I told you, Major League Baseball is going to take center stage next. Let's handicap. Let's make some money. And let's update everybody on what's going out there on the diamond. Donnie Wrightside right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two in full effect here. And by the way, we do have five players with RBI shots. We did a round robin. Everybody with one RBI out of those five players and everybody with two RBI out of those five players. Anthony Santander, how about this, people? Already two RBI in his game, which means we're in strike zone now. So I have Gunnar Henderson in the same game. If anybody doesn't know how a round robin works, you can't match them up in the same game. So let's just say Gunnar Henderson gets two RBI and so does Anthony Santander. You don't win any money there. They have to match in different games. So Santander, with his two RBI, we then look forward to in the Phillies game, Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos. And again, as I said, we have it for one RBI and two. So if either one of those two guys, let's just say each guy, Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos, gets two RBI, they're both going to match up with Anthony Santander, which is awesome, which is going to be a big payday. We just need at least one of those guys, right? If we can get one more guy in a separate game to get two RBI, it's going to be a fantastic day. But we're looking towards, again, the Philadelphia Phillies now to step up to the plate with Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos. And the way it looks right now, the Phillies have a runner on first base. It's 2-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning, one out. The nine-hole hitter is up in Stubbs. There's a part of me right now that goes, boy, I hope Stubbs makes an out here, and then Kyle Schwarber makes another out, because that'll be a leadoff batter of Trey Turner. Because here's what's probably going to happen. One of these guys gets a base hit, then we would have Bryce Harper leading off with Nick Castellanos in the two-hole. And that's not what you want. The goal is to have multiple guys on base when your guy comes up. So the chance for an RBI does increase outside of a solo home run. But also, game coming up here at 2:15, which is about to get underway, the Cardinals. I do have a player in that game, Paul Goldschmidt, to get an RBI and two RBI in that game. So if they would match up with Santander, him I'm talking about, that would be a nice payday as well. So we have some options on the board. One guy is in, and there's a base hit here for Garrett Stubbs, which now we have first and third for the Phillies with one out. Here's the issue we're running into. We need to get one more base hit here. We need a walk or a base hit, which then would bring up Bryce Harper and or Nick Castellanos with runners on base. That's the goal. If we get an out from Schwarber and out from Turner, that's, again, disaster mode, because then that would be leadoff batting continuously here for our two guys, and we can't have that. Let's get to the phone lines and open them back up. 844-843-6879. The Moose is calling in on a Wednesday afternoon edition of Moneyline. What's up there, Moose? Talk to me.
I tell you what, this is what's up. I asked you yesterday for the gods upstairs to do that home run blessing. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It hit. It hit. Okay? So, this is how it hit. Okay? Trey Turner, home run. Harper, home run.
Yep.
Azuna, in Atlanta, Azuna, home run. All right? Yes. Okay?
I forgot about that.
A 10 spot gave me $652 and a nickel. Oh, yeah, baby. And guess what I got in my hot... Guess what I got in my hot little hands right now? I got another home run prop. Santander, Trey Turner, and Harper. Okay, so I already got the Santander one.
Yep.
All right? And I got a bunch of tickets. I tell you what, you guys are great. You give out great information.
Love it.
I love your morning show. You know what?
Yep.
Bring on the buffet, baby. Bring it on. I'm out of here.
The Moose. He's out of here, people, and he's red hot with money in his pocket.
That's awesome, Moose. I forgot he called in with that home run parlay yesterday, and Ozuna did cash in yesterday. Of course, I could have had that the day before, which would have been much better, but oh well, didn't turn out in my favor on that side. But we are going to make some money today. As the end of the third inning now, 12 total runs. 12 total runs here. And by the way, it looks like Kyle Schwarber grounded into a double play, which you got out of. It's funny the way you root for stuff now. Because I didn't know if we would get another base hit to get Bryce Harper up with runners in scoring position. So I'd rather just take that and hopefully Trey Turner gets on base once again. Now, he was on base in front of Bryce Harper, and Bryce Harper had hit into a double play. So that ruined a back-to-back update we could have had with Bryce Harper and also Nick Castellanos with runners in scoring position, or at least on base. We are underway in the Padres game as well. All right, let's take a look at what's going to happen here in the 2 o'clock hour, East Coast time. Padres-Cardinals, just underway. I have Paul Goldschmidt to get an RBI in that game. Milwaukee and Chicago didn't have a great feel in that one overall, but the focus here, as soon as we get off the air today on Moneyline, the Toronto Blue Jays and the Washington Nationals. Over the past 6 weeks, if we line up the card today, there's 1 through 23. There's 23 total pitchers over the past 6 weeks in Major League Baseball that had a minimum of 20 innings pitched. Three guys today, Rich Hill, Reed Detmers, and Dylan Cease, were the guys I wanted to attack. All three of those guys over a 5X FIP number over the past 6 weeks. So that's why we sort of factored that in, and that's who we wanted to get after. Now, look. Cease has given up 5 earned runs through 3 innings. Perfect. Santander has 2 RBI. Fantastic here. Same thing as we take a look through 4th innings. 2 already on the board for the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, hopefully next inning is a big inning. Boy, I would love a 2-run home run. You give me a 2-run home run for either Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos in this next inning, we are partying all throughout the afternoon. But some of the other guys that just missing the cut, which I do think is a possibility to make some money. You take a look at Cutter Crawford for the Boston Red Sox. Kyle Freeland might be fadeable there with right-handed batters out in Colorado. But if we're looking at this game here with Patrick Corbin, he's 20th out of 23 on the board today. 4.73 XFIP number. Now, if we take a look and see what Patrick Corbin doesn't do well, he's a left-handed pitcher. He struggles with right-handed batters. ISO power number 279 over the past 6 weeks. Over the past 30 days. If we're looking at right-handed batters, I think you have to go with Davis Schneider. As I'm taking a look here once again at hashtag SG Moneyline, Dean Arsenault does have him in there over a half of a hit in his same-game parlay today. He has 21 at-bats against left-handed pitching, a 684 ISO power number. Now, again, this isn't exact science, but you know what that means to me? Every time he comes up to the plate, he hits a home run. That's just what it feels like to me with that price point. George Springer, 333 ISO. Whit Merrifield, a 292 ISO. There are some chances to go in that game. I just have to decide which way we actually want to press the lever down on this point. Hunter Renfro, by the way, already has a home run in the game against the Philadelphia Phillies. Just let off the top of the fifth inning with a double. But again, let's factor in on this. Merrifield, Schneider, and Springer could be in the crosshairs today. So that's something to keep an eye on here for us, right? Now, let me just go to Bet365 because I just want to log these players in with what those price points would be to see if it might be advantageous to add. And I finally found out the quicker way to do it again, just to bring all of these props up at once. So I used to find it and then forget where to find these milestone bets all on the board at the same time. Thank goodness I found that. So at least we can get to each and every game here right off the bat. Let me just hit these drop-down boxes to settle in. Okay, there we go. So if we take a look, Padres, who have a runner on second base here in the top of the first inning against the Cardinals, so maybe they're going to get that scoring underway. But Toronto and Washington here. Let me just scroll down to try to find this. Where is this game? There it is. Okay. One RBI, if we're taking a look, and I'm going to go over the three players here for the Toronto Blue Jays that we like. Whit Merrifield's 135 to get one, and a 4-1 price to get two. Davis Schneider, a plus 180 price for one RBI, 6-1 to get two RBI. George Springer, plus 170 to get one RBI, 7-1 to get two RBIs here in that game. And we just saw a Manny Machado base hit here, which gave the Padres a 1-0 lead here over the St. Louis Cardinals. Runner now on third base with one out here. Oh, wow, he beat the throw. So runner on first and third right now. Nobody out for the Angels. So a little bit of speed there. Trey Turner not able to make that play. We got some time, man. We got some time today. Let's find out where the RBI shots are going to come from today. And also, even though it's not on the board, Seattle should roll today, shouldn't they? In a bounce-back performance? Let's go over them next. Boy, oh boy, it's money to be made in Major League Baseball. It's Donnie Wrightside on Moneyline on a Wednesday. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Angels threatening to bust it open in Philadelphia. They've now taken a 3-2 lead here in the top of the fifth inning as a bunt attempt didn't go very well as the Phillies got the lead runner. So one out, runners on first and second in the top of the fifth inning. 3-2 lead here for the Angels. Keeping updated around Major League Baseball, as I told you, the Padres have a 1-0 lead over the Cardinals. Just underway, the Brewers and the Cubs. The White Sox, 7-5 over the Orioles. That heading into the bottom of the fourth inning. And the Guardians and the Twins still no score, but two runners on and one out in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Minnesota Twins. All right, now, let's take a look at the rest of the Major League Baseball card here as we take a look. In that 3:07 time frame, as I say, 3 o'clock hour, right? Cincinnati and San Francisco, I'm not interested in that game whatsoever. But I am possibly in Washington and Toronto. If we're lining this game up overall, it looks like Merrifield for one RBI plus 135, for two of them, 4-1. Davis Schneider plus 180 to record one RBI. To get two of them, he's 6-1. George Springer to get one RBI plus 170. George Springer to get two RBI. That is a 7-1 price. Now, also wanted to take a look here and focused in on Oakland. The reason being is I bring up the card, right? And I say to myself, okay, got to have a minimum of 20 innings pitched over the past 6 weeks to qualify. But sometimes you have to go outside of that range if you think you can make some money. Zach Neale on the mound for the Oakland Athletics today. 68 batters he's faced. Let me just check one quick metric here on our good friend Zach Neale, the right-handed pitcher for the Oakland Athletics. They didn't do anything yesterday, the Seattle Mariners. They couldn't do anything against Waldichuk. What, 0 for 7, 0 for 8 for runners in scoring position yesterday? But Zach Neale's on the mound today, and here's where the fun could begin. If we take a look at his season, combining lefty and righty batters, his ISO power number through 82 at batters is a 351. That's double, more than double, basically, of what you want. 451 weighted on base percentage, terrible. If we take a look at his last 30 days, equally as bad. A 333 ISO power number and a 456 weighted on base percentage. Take a look at lefty batters over the past 30 days against him. A 524 ISO? A 524 ISO and a 522 weighted on base percentage. Right-handed batters, 231 ISO, 422 weighted on base percentage. Look in the middle of that lineup here. There's four batters to start off. J.P. Crawford, Eugenio Suarez, Cal Raleigh, and Teoscar Hernandez. 358 weighted on base percentage for Crawford. He's a lefty. Suarez, 356 weighted on base percentage. Cal Raleigh, 447 weighted on base percentage. Teoscar Hernandez, 458. So if we're being honest with ourselves, you can't really just take a ton of players in the lineup. But I like to look at the guys with the heavily weighted ISO power numbers. That's Cal Raleigh, 443 against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Incredible. He does strike out a lot, but so be it. Teoscar Hernandez, 295. Those are the guys we're focused in on, as the Angels have now taken a 4-2 lead here over the Philadelphia Phillies in the top of the fifth inning. So hopefully we can get some RBI action for the Phillies a little bit later. But if we're lining up Teoscar Hernandez and Cal Raleigh here, plus 125 for one RBI out of Hernandez, 4-1 price for two RBI out of Hernandez. And by the way, Shohei Ohtani with that two-out base knock here for the Angels. It's funny, two nights ago, I take him. He gets walked, no RBI, gets a couple last night, RBI today. Just what he does, man. Ohtani's an animal. When I don't bet him. Cal Raleigh, by the way, in the Seattle Mariners game, plus 130 price to get one RBI, plus 425 to get two RBI. That's where we're focused at there. I think that can make some sense. So a couple batters here to look at in the afternoon hour. 3:07 start for Toronto, 4:10 start for Seattle. Let's flip it over to Boston here. See if we can find some things that make some sense. Now, Cutter Crawford overall, 4.68 xFIP number. Isn't great, but look at his ERA. It's at a 3. But here's where the, you know, cut goes against him, so to speak. Top of the lineup, I'm focused on Tucker and Alvarez. And by the way, my same game parlay today from the early line on the FanDuel Sportsbook, it's Tucker and Alvarez to each get an RBI. Keeping it simple. The reason I like this is they're both left-handed batters. Cutter Crawford, very good numbers against right-handed batters. An 0.73 ISO and a 2.11 weighted on base percentage through 59 batters over the past 30 days. Now, if we line up the lefties, 41 batters he's faced, a 2.65 ISO and a 4.06 weighted on base percentage. Look at Tucker and Alvarez. Tucker's ISO power number, 2.73. Alvarez is 2.26, both very good. Weighted on base percentages out of those two, Tucker 4.23, Alvarez 3.74. K percentage, equally as important sometimes. 10% for both of those guys. So not 25, 30, 40%. You're hoping that you get a base hit. Like Martin Maldonado, right? Against right-handed pitching, 44 at bats, a 0 ISO, a 1.68 weighted on base percentage, and he strikes out roughly 40% of the time. See that? Put the ball in play and really good things can happen. So if I'm looking at this game overall, it's Tucker and it's Alvarez. So let me go here and line this game up with those batters. And let's just say what can pop out here for us. Because again, Altuve's got very good weighted on base percentage. So does Bregman, which is key. Why? That means those guys should be on base for Tucker and Alvarez. If we're looking at Tucker to get an RBI plus 135, to get two RBIs, he's 5-1. If we line up, where's our Jordan? Minus 110 to get one, plus 375 to get two. So obviously we think those guys are going to certainly do big things right now. And maybe they will. And that's what we're hoping for. But they're two really good games. Now here's the interesting part about it. If you do only have two games, because we got to find, let's just say, so we got three, I'm sorry, good. Washington, Toronto, Oakland, Seattle, and Houston, Boston. Those look like those will be in the crosshairs here. Now, if we continue to extend out, 6:40 p.m. start, Gerrit Cole's on the mound, not really what I want to match up with. But having said that, look, we understand how bad sometimes things can get, right? With teams, and you say, you know what, I just want to bury them. But sometimes you have to trust the numbers. I'm trying to take a look here. Joey Wentz, again, one of those guys that doesn't have a lot of innings over the past 30 days. But those innings for the season and for the past 30 days, they're not very good. Look at the lineup for the Yankees today. And I don't have it out officially yet. What time does this game start? 6:40, so it's not out yet. But the Yankees against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days has been really, really good, people. I mean really good. DJ LeMahieu, 4.10 weighted on base percentage. Aaron Judge, 9.29. Is that a mistake? I don't even know. But obviously it's not. A 9.29. Gleyber Torres, 4.34. Giancarlo Stanton, 396. Anthony Volpe, 466. Kiner Falefa, it's only 12 at-bats, a 477. Higashioka, 14 at-bats, 431. Guys, the Yankees are going to score tonight. Only 68 degrees at first pitch in Detroit, which is cooler, but a wind is blowing out to left field. The Yankees have to be involved in this, too. Boy, oh boy, this is going to be some interesting stuff here, man. It really is. Brandon Drury single, which ups the lead here for the Angels. It's a 5-2 here at this point now. So the Phillies are going to be in comeback mode. But for a card that, again, doesn't have that front-end pitching that I want to fade, but to be honest, there's some pitchers that aren't qualified for the 20 innings that aren't very good pitchers lined up against teams that should do a lot of damage. I'm interested in that. Texas and New York, not so much. Tampa Bay, Miami, not so much. Pittsburgh and Kansas City, not really. Atlanta and Colorado, that should be an interesting one too, because as we take a look at, you know, guys that rank on the card, 4-6-3 with Freeland, he struggles against right-handed batters. Yeah, there's some right-handed batters that can do some damage in the middle of that lineup. Like, look at the three guys. Actually, forget about the three guys. Just look at Olsen and Ozuna in that lineup. ISO power numbers against left-handed pitching past 30 days. 517 for Olsen. 545 for Ozuna. You're telling me they can't do damage there? My goodness. Of course they can. And by the way, just taking a look at this Cardinals game. Edmund walked and then stole second, and Paul Goldschmidt struck out. And then Edmund stole third. So the guy's running around the base pass by himself. It's a shame because we do have Paul Goldschmidt today. It would be wonderful if he can crack an RBI for us. End of the fourth inning, 7-5 in the White Sox-Orioles game. And that top of the lineup looks like it's going to come up in the next inning for the Orioles. So hopefully we can do a little bit more damage. But the focus is going to start to shift here on our Philadelphia Phillies, meaning Trey Turner is now up currently right now. They're down 3 runs. Would love to see Turner get on. I don't know, maybe he doubles. Just don't hit a home run, even though I know a couple of our guys out here are betting Trey Turner to do some damage today. But for me, okay, Trey Turner just crushed that pitch. It is off the perfect. Here we go. All right. Okay. Trey Turner just blasted one off the right center field wall in Philadelphia. We got a runner on second base and nobody out. Bryce Harper's coming up next and Nick Castellanos. If we're just playing it safe, Harper pulls a baseball, doesn't get a base hit, but moves to the third base. Castellanos drives him in. That's already going to start on our way to start cashing some tickets. But as we know, you know it would be wonderful? Harper double in the gap, followed by Castellanos double in the gap. We're getting a couple RBI on the board three-way here. But it's up to Bryce Harper now. I don't like. Here's where you get, you know, if he doesn't have a pitch to swing at, right? You say, okay, just get on first base. I understand that. But I'm hoping here that now we do have a reliever in the game that Bryce Harper can actually do some damage. And hopefully, by the time we get outside of the break, as Bryce Harper did get the runner to third base, but is out. So, Nick Castellanos, it's up to you. Drive me in a run here, buddy. I know you can do it. Boy, oh boy, Major League Baseball takes center stage here. Absolutely on Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bryce Harper grounds out, moves the runner over to third base, and Nick Castellanos drives him in with an RBI single, so we're on the board. And the round robin so far that is starting to cash in is the single round robin, which obviously Anthony Santander of the Baltimore Orioles does have 2 RBI, but we bet him to have 1 and 2, as well as Nick Castellanos. Those two matched up, so we're starting to get some payback here. Now we just need to get some of these 2 RBI shots in the door. So we're waiting on Paul Goldschmidt. as well as Bryce Harper, and also another RBI possibility out of Nick Castellanos, and of course, Anthony Santander and Gunnar Henderson here. I should say Santander's already in the door. We're not worried about that at all. But we are just waiting for Gunnar Henderson, if that's a possibility. Again, 12 runs scored in that game, 8 runs scored in the Phillies game through 5. Twins now up 2-0 on the Guardians, and the Padres still clinging to that 1-0 lead. The Chicago Cubs have struck against the Milwaukee Brewers, taking 2. Let me see who's got this here. 2-0 lead on a Ian Happ double, which drove in Mike Talkman and a Dansby Swanson sacrifice fly that drove in Nico Horner here. So nothing out of Cody Bellinger. Actually struck out swinging in that first inning. But I'm going to have to make a mad sprint too, because we have a couple more breaks here before we hit the top of the hour. But there's a lot of exciting action to try to get on here. Starting at 3:07 with the Washington Nationals and the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm going to do the same thing again in the afternoon, which means take a singular round robin with a couple guys, and then also double down and do a 2 or more RBI process here. Now, again, that first game is going to start up here in that second wave of games for me at 3:07. Then, of course, the 4:10 start Eastern for Oakland and Seattle. 4:10 start also for Houston and Boston. And then the Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. That's 6:40. And then, again, that Atlanta game. So we're going to load up here for the nightcap. So if you want to make sure you don't miss out, because probably by the time that these are actually shot out to Twitter, I'll make sure I hashtag SG Moneyline these games, and also more importantly, be under my account here on X at Right Side VP. So you're not following along, follow it, because I always screenshot. It's easy to get. Put those notifications on, and we'll start to hammer away on those. Keeping up here, Mammoth Hops tweeting in hashtag SG Moneyline. NL MVP four leg. How about this one? Interesting. Ronald Acuna Jr. to record a run. Ronald Acuna Jr. tonight to have 2+ total bases, along with Mookie Betts to record a run, and Mookie Betts at 2+ bases here. Four leg, same game parlay plus at the FanDuel Sportsbook pays at a +265. If you got something hot, tweet it out. Hashtag SG Moneyline. Try to read as many of these as I can on the air today. And also, if you still want to call in, the phone lines are open, 844-843-6879. It reports here from Cincinnati, Joe Burrow is moving around well, throwing the football well and going through drills, his normal routine in positions. So far, it looks like an ordinary practice for him, which is a great sign here for the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the next best sign is to get his contract situation figured out so they can have a good season, not have any worries on that here. Keeping you guys updated once again on the Major League Baseball card. Top of the fifth inning, 7-5, White Sox over the Orioles. Top of the sixth inning, Angels 5, Philadelphia Phillies 3. Top of the sixth inning, the Twins 2-0 over the Guardians. And the top of the second inning of the Padres up 1-0 over the Cardinals. And then the Cubs, top of the second inning, they are up 2-0. And again, we just went over some of those games that are going to be getting underway here at the 3 p.m. Eastern hour. Now, again, the guys we're looking forward to today in this next upcoming wave, I just have to decide who's going to be the finalist, I should say, in this. Now, do I have all of these guys? I didn't add in. Okay, here's what's going to be tough, because if we're looking at just some of those teams I lined up, Merrifield, Schneider, and Springer for the Blue Jays, for the Mariners, Teoscar Hernandez and Cal Raleigh, and then for the Houston Astros, Kyle Tucker and also Yordan Alvarez. And it looks like Ha Sung Kim has an RBI single to now take a 2-0 lead there in St. Louis for the Padres. All right. Now, I'm going to slide out of this because I want to start taking a look here even at the nightcap. Let me just take a look at that situation. And that will be the Atlanta Braves and the Colorado Rockies. And as I said, Kyle Freeland, left-handed pitcher, doesn't technically fit the card. But how hot those bats typically can get for the Braves. And also, let's remind ourselves here in Colorado tonight, guys, 89 degrees at first pitch, wind blowing out close to 10 miles an hour. So that's something to keep an eye on here. Because we know that ball does travel. And if it's heated up and the wind blowing out, you're going to get some good looks. Now, price points aren't going to reflect exactly what you would like going over some of these numbers that we've had previously in these games this afternoon. If I'm looking and being honest with myself today, the RBI shots that I probably want to take are from Austin Riley and Marcell Ozuna, even though Olsen, because here's the thing. Freeland's a lefty. He's done well against lefties on the season. But Olsen is a left-handed batter, and against lefties over the past month, scorching the baseball. A 517 ISO on a weighted on-base percentage of 579. But if we're asking ourselves just to take three batters in this lineup, got to be Riley, Ozuna, and maybe Arcia. Because I'm looking from that right-handed perspective. 333 ISO for Orlando Arcia, 545 for Ozuna, and 240 for Austin Riley. Scoring update here, the Padres have now taken a 3-0 lead here as Juan Soto has driven in an RBI single here. Still two runners on, two outs, first and third for the Padres, but as they continue to tack on here. Again, we're rooting on an RBI shot here for me from a Cardinals perspective with Paul Goldschmidt. But if we're looking here, Austin Riley to record an RBI, because I'm saving all these in here just in case we are going to play these guys. Where is he at? So we'll go with, he's not even, oh, there we go. Oh, minus 135. Minus 135 for Austin Riley. Marcell Ozuna, minus 120. So the two RBI props for Riley, plus 280, and Marcell Ozuna, plus 320. But you're not even getting plus money here, which tells you how good the weather conditions are, how crazy good the Atlanta Braves are. And that's what you're getting out of it. Now, Orlando Arcia, also on my radar. Plus 130 to get an RBI, 5-1 to get two RBI. So technically here, of the players that I've picked out in this next upcoming wave, there's 20 wagers between, which would mean 10 singular RBI and then 10 doubles. That's a lot. We might have to throttle down on how much we're actually going to pay out on those, or maybe just say to ourselves, let's limit the damage and see if we can take a look at some other options. Because quite frankly, that's a lot, 10 overall. And by the way, that 10 doesn't even include the Yankees. Hold on now. See, we're thinking this out live on the air as we go. I'm trying to see what's going to be in the best options here, because I love the Toronto side for us. I love the Seattle side. And I love the Houston side. So maybe what we could do is go with a wave of three games, Washington, Toronto, Oakland and Seattle, Houston and Boston, and then maybe a straight night wave, which again would only give us two games though. And that would be the Yankees and the Braves. Where do we just throw them all together as like a mega shot, but just don't bet as much money per person here? Because quite frankly, we're not going to lay out $600, $700, $800 on this mega round robin for singular RBIs and double. Like, I like when you sort of get stuff here for, I don't know, 6 to 7 players, maybe you go $10 to $20 per round robin, which would equate to like $150, $200 plus for those options. And maybe that makes a little bit more sense. Because, yeah, you can get into some extreme numbers. And if it hits, my goodness, you'd be partying and taking the, you know, significant other out for quite a good time this weekend. But I don't know if I want to lay that much or sweat that much here. But I was looking at this card overall coming into it going, like, I do like it. But my goodness, as you break it all down, it's getting kind of ridiculous at this point here, because I got a ton of guys that I'm lining up here. So how many games do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more games today that we like. Already on top of the 5 players that we currently have in action now. Now here's what we need. We need some RBIs here. Like, we need Bryce Harper now to come up big. Even though he did his job, he didn't get an RBI, but moved the guy over for Castellanos, which I'm thankful for there. But now we just need him to finish the job. We need Bryce Harper to get 2 RBI. We need a Castellanos 2 RBI day, because that'll ping pong off of Anthony Santander. And if we can get a Gunnar Henderson blast here, that would be fantastic. and then we'll be setting ourselves up. But again, it is going to be a mad sprint here. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show, and a game that's going to start within 5 to 7 minutes at the top of the hour. I've got to make sure where we're going is correct here. How many games we want to include right off the bat? Because I'm figuring we do an afternoon shot, see how it goes, and then do a night shot. Like, we don't have to Well, guys, we don't have to bet the Yankees and the Detroit Tigers right off the bat here. We don't. Same thing with Atlanta. But do we want to line them all up at once and have them all try to ping-pong off each other? It's going to cost some money to do that. But is that a better way to do it than just taking three and then a two-night cap a little bit later tonight? Boy, what to do here and try to make some money? One thing we can do is ask the gambling gods, right? Gambling gods, what's better to do? One jumbo round robin? Or is it better to do it breaking it up into pieces here with one doing a three-team and the other one doing a two-team?
Donnie, it doesn't matter tonight. We're looking at RBI prop scoring all across the board. Have at it.
Well, there you go. Doesn't matter either way. But I do think it might make dollar sense to take the first three games as opposed to five total. But I got to see how it lines up. And again, we're going to have to do some really, really quick math at this point once this show ends, and then get it in, screenshot it, and send it out to the people here on X. But it looks like we could have a monster night tonight if things go our way. It really does. And that's exciting. It's not exciting when you go like, ah, you know, I got two or three bets in tonight. We'll see how it works out. When you have the ability to run it up the flagpole with multiple RBI shots, and it starts now. Like, we're already starting to get some of our money back on this first round of RBI shots. Now it's a matter of how much are we going to get back and how much profit can we actually make at this point? Because we're being set up pretty well right now. A couple bounces go our way. A couple more RBI come in. You're looking at maybe 2, 3, 4 to 1 back on the money you invested. That's when it starts to get fun. We already have a couple guys here with singular RBIs cashing on round robins. Now we just need the big heaters to come up here. As Brandon Marsh in the 7 hole in the bottom of the 6th inning takes a walk, which means 8, 9, then we flip the order over, and maybe we can get after it with Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos. So many possibilities here for us to go with. Let's make the best decisions possible, and that's what we're here for on Moneyline. Stani Wrightside on a solo mission, Sirius XM Channel 159. One more segment to go. Don't you go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment here before we get you out in the rest of your Sports Grid Day, which includes Coast to Coast coming up next here. Make sure you don't go anywhere and keep the dial right here on Sirius XM Channel 159. Watching the Phillies threatening here. And we could turn out to have a situation which, I don't want. There's one out, Schwarber's at the plate, runners on in an 0-2 count. If him and Trey Turner get out, that means Bryce Harper once again is going to lead off the inning here. And that's not what we want. So somehow, if Kyle Schwarber can get on base and hopefully guarantee that Bryce Harper gets up with multiple runners on base, that certainly is going to help us out here. So that's what we're rooting on. By the way, the White Sox here, just to get the people caught up, this game is in the top of the 6th inning. 2 runners on, nobody out, so the White Sox looking for even more runs here against the Orioles. Angels with the 5-3 lead against the Philadelphia Phillies, with the Phillies threatening with runners on first and second base and one out in the top of the lineup up. The Guardians have yet to score yet today. They're down 2-0 to the Twins. That game in the top of the 7th inning. Through 2 innings in St. Louis, how about this? The Padres have a 3-0 lead here over the Cardinals, and the Brewers and the Cubs. Cubs currently sit at 2-0 in the top of the 3rd inning as Kyle Schwarber has struck out looking here. He's been a little bit of a funk lately, but that's what you get out of a guy hitting roughly 180 on the season. All right, so Trey Turner is going to come up, runners on first and second base. And again, if he can get a base hit here outside of a home run, that would be sensational. It really would be. But if he doesn't, that again puts us a little bit behind the eight ball with some wasted at-bats. And it seems like that's what's happening more than less right now. So let's see what Trey Turner's been hot. He had a doubles last at-bat, a pitching change coming in here for the Angels. So we'll see if that adds up. But also keep in mind, as I told you guys, we're going here in the second part of the day with RBI props. I'm going to scramble the minute I get off the air to try to take some screenshots. So follow me at RightsideVP, hit that hashtag SGMoneyline on X, and let's have some fun and cash in some tickets. Awesome time. It flew by the past 2 hours. Christian behind the wheels of steel, thanks for making me sound good on the air. I'm Donnie Rightside. I'll be back on Thursday, hopefully, with a lot more cash in my pocket. We're out of here. See ya.